we'll see if you're as good as they say you are.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine, all hands on deck.
Suddenly, a round, flat object comes hurtling through the window.
You ready?
I can't wait.
Now.
Let's go play.
It's
the Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Morning. How are you? Hello. You all right?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. We have a new microphone setting, right, for the whole team. And this link, right, I'm going to let everyone into a secret, is merely testing the mic. It doesn't matter what we say, because we're not really listening to the content of it. We're all listening to the quality of the mic, which I think sounds rubbish.
Isn't it normal etiquette to do this before the broadcast?
You can't.
Can you not?
No, because you sit in the studio and you get all your levels ready. Bear in mind it's early. And you go, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testicles, 1, 2. Right, you do that. And then by the time that it's gone through to the Optimod, the limiter, the transmitter, the satellite in space, and back down again, you hear it going like this. Good morning, Walter. So you've kind of got to suck it and see.
Are we going to use this link every day then for
mic
testing?
No, just for today, to find out if do we go with the new setting or do we go back to the old setting. Now, this is the new setting, like this. What do you think?
Doesn't sound right, does it?
Right, old setting.
If you want, but it kind of negates an hour's worth of studio playing yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's rubbish.
All right.
Okay, bear with me. I am an engineer.
I must admit, it sounded better yesterday.
Right, that's sounding good. You're sounding good now, Dave. Talk to me.
I can't really hear myself.
That is sounding perfect.
I think I need a little bit more top.
No, I've got to be honest, Dave. You sound bang on to me. Introduce this record, Dave.
Who is it?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Perfect, yeah, you sound bang on, mate. Bang on. Hello, everyone. Morning. Thanks to Namone. Sexy lady. Nice legs. It's 6:57. I know it's early. We're ready to go. The mics are sorted.
Messages you got for transfers.
One. Red Hot Chili Peppers Radio on Fortune Faded. So, morning then, Tuesday, it's the 13th of January. And we'll start the show properly in a few seconds. We'll play Sugar Babes, we'll play Motorcycle. It's Dominic and Jules, the news and sports. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
The Darkness head the Brit nominees.
It's Kiddies Cup night at Wolves.
Oh, hang on.
Should we do
go.
That again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Right, okay. Go!
No, still not doing it.
You're on! It's on!
It's not! It's Kiddies Cup Night at Wolves.
BBC.
Go!
Newsbeat.
The Darkness lead the field for this year's Brits with 4 nominations. Justin and co are up for best in Scotland and Northern Ireland, though. Radio Newsbeat's now 7:03.
Good morning, Dominic Byrne.
Good morning.
Good morning, Juliet.
Hiya.
Good morning, Comedy Dave.
Morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alad. Who cares? Now, yesterday we went to see Renee Zellweger, the lovely, gorgeous, sexy actress, and what a great time was had by all. Dominic had to get lots of hello lines into the interview. Did he succeed? Did he screw it up? Find out later. We went down, me, Dave and Juliet, went with Dominic to hold his hand and meet Mrs. Gorgeous Legs. And it wasn't quite the day that we were hoping for, was it? And we will discuss this and the reasons why later. But suffice to say, it wasn't the day we were expecting. I mean, it was all right, you know. We got to see, you know, that Bird Allison off Big Brother?
She was there,
wasn't
she?
Now on this morning. She was there, yeah. Saw her.
Mm.
Dancing.
Complicated tap dance.
Tell this later. It's a good story, isn't it?
Okay, so that story coming up later. Good morning, everyone.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
7:05, hello.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
We'll be right back. morning. 7-Eleven, just like the shop. You know 7-Eleven stores?
The shop, yeah.
Yeah. You know why they're called 7-Eleven?
Because they're open from 7 in the morning until 11 o'clock at night. They're not quite 24 hours, but they're not far off.
But I remember going to one in America, and it was open 24 hours a day.
Well, I think they are now.
Well, that's the point of being called 7-Eleven, then. Why are they called 7-7?
Or 24-7.
Yeah, there you go. 24-7. Was that Captain Hollywood?
Captain Hollywood, yeah, with Serrata on there.
Was it I Can't Stand It?
Yeah.
There was two, though, wasn't
there? I Can't Stand It, No More, No, No More. Big hit in about 1991, Rachel. Don't look at me strange.
Rachel, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
10? Why?
Because tonight I'm going to see the Harriers play.
Hey, God bless you.
Going back up to the Midlands.
My team in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Who, the Harriers?
Kidderminster Harriers, yeah. I'm very excited. How are Aberystwyth doing, Alad?
Very well. They're third at the moment.
See, now, why is it when Alad talks into that mic, he sounds like he's in another room?
I'm sorry, I'm trying. Is this okay?
No, you got to talk into it like this.
Hello, Chris.
There you go.
Is that better?
Actually, no, it's not.
Not really, no.
I can hear you. It's quite sickly, actually.
Hi, Chris. Is that better?
See, what I love the fact is Alad is crouched down, right? Like some kind of hunchback character. Lift the microphone up. Why? He's like crouched.
Because it's Dom's settings. I'm using his mic and I don't want to ruin it for him.
Yeah, but you just lift the arm up. It's on an arm.
It's on an angle poise.
There you go.
If they do well this weekend.
Do you know, I'll just switch him off. I think that's the easiest thing to do. It's only Alad anyway. Do you
fine
know what
for
I mean?
Level.
He's an embarrassment to Wales. All the people in Wales are going, don't let him talk, will ya? You see? Or however they, you know, the accent goes. I can't do a Welsh accent. It always turns into, and I've always said this, if I try and do a Welsh accent, it turns into a BBC sitcom from the 70s, a typical, stereotypical Pakistani next-door neighbour character.
Well, go on, do it then.
No, because I don't mean to do it. It's just the way that it comes out. Hello, boyo. I went to tea very much, thank you.
I think you've been a bit harsh on yourself. I think your Welsh accent is okay. I think it's one of your stronger impressions.
But it does. It flits between kind of like Tom Jones and like, you know, character out of It Ain't Half Hot, Mum.
Yeah.
I went, boyo, I want to see you when I drive my car. And it just, it goes. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Hello, boyo. I'm from Wales, you see. See, that's not too bad.
Oh, I mean, Cameron. You do Cameron as well, don't you?
Yeah, but Cameron's not Welsh.
I know, but he sounds Welsh when you do it.
He kind of sounds a bit Welsh because he's from Orkney, which is a screwed-up accent.
Right.
Morning, Orkney, if you listen.
Listening.
That's what I said.
Did he stop mid-word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Morning, Orkney, if you look.
Did I?
Yeah.
I thought I said listening.
It's like somebody just went, shh, leave it.
No, I said if you listen. I didn't realise it, so I apologise for only saying half a word.
So, Kidderminster tonight playing Wolves at Molyneux.
Mm-hmm.
Molyneux, French.
Not to be mistaken for Moulinex, who make things simple, and that includes the prize.
Well, I think we should call it Moulinex. That's
do you remember?
Better.
Do they make sort of like salad bowls and things?
The jinglies go, Moulinex makes things simple, and that includes the prize. Dominic's with me. See? Anyway, so, kick-off tonight, what time?
7.45, I think.
Right. How long's it going to take to get there?
A couple of hours.
Excellent. Are you excited about that journey?
It's all right. Juliet's driving. I can sleep.
Whoa. You what? Sleep with her, so to speak.
Juliet Schumacher. Hey, tell you.
Oh, don't say that. My mum will get really scared.
She's the only one driving around with 22 points on a licence. Have you got any points?
She's got more points than Leeds.
Shut up. So it's busy for all of us. So Juliet and Rachel are going to see Kidderminster Harriers. It's not on the telly, though, is it?
No.
Sun 5 Live.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll be listening.
As long as they don't say it's a Black Country derby again.
Yeah,
I'll be all right.
Alan Green will be moaning now. I'm doing Liquid News tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, and I want everybody who's got Sky or cable to watch Liquid News. I want to see if we can double the figures. So if the four of you tune in...
I have. I've recorded it. I've set it ready.
Good, all right then.
Does that count?
What?
Does that count? If you Sky Plus it and watch it later, does that count as watching it?
I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, maybe. Watch it live.
Okay.
What are you doing tonight?
This afternoon I got a gym. I got a new
trainer. You've got a gym?
I've got a new trainer,
what,
sorry.
What's it, a truck driver? new pen pal?
A gym.
I got
session.
A gym this afternoon. He's bloody gorgeous. So I'm watching Liquid News last night. And, you know, I'm enjoying it. Anyway, I get a little mention at the end of the show. It's quite nice.
What, by way of a trail forward to this evening's broadcast?
Do you want
to
hear it?
Yes.
It's quite bizarre, I must admit. Here we go.
That is it from us, given that Claudia's just brought it to the end and said hello.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye, I mean. Tune in tomorrow night when self-styled Radio 1 saviour Chris Moyles will be on that very couch.
I'm so grumpy I'm not here. You're so lucky. Will you lick him from me?
No.
Do it.
Will you lick him for me? Now, I get on well with Paddy O'Connell. But I don't want any licking going on.
Over familiarity, I think, that.
I mean, maybe I'd allow myself to be licked by Claudia Winkleman, right? But not Paddy O'Connell. No offence, Paddy, if you're listening. Good morning. But, you know, I'm going on to promote the show, not to get licked.
Yeah, might not really know what to say. But I'm with you, so to speak.
7.30 tonight on BBC Three. You must watch the show. Am I challenged? Do I have to say any words or get anything out tonight? Pardon the expression. Dominic, you going to work on that? All right, Dominic's going to work on that then.
You could try and say lick me.
Maybe you could put one of the Tom Cruise lines in.
You can't handle the truth. Paddy O'Connell comes on. Right, Christopher. So then, dear, tell me. Are you and Coxie really good friends, or do you want to tear her eyes out? It's not a million miles away from Ronnie Corbett. The producer said, Ronnie, he said. But no. Anyway.
Or Zippy.
Now, oh, my impression. Why do you make my impressions sound rubbish?
Because they are.
So anyway, so Chris, tell me the truth. About you and Coxie.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, all right then.
All I want to do is have a little fun before...
Can I lick you? No.
The man next...
You can't handle the truth.
You can't handle the lick.
Of nothing, and he says...
You can't handle the tongue.
That'll get the viewing figures up.
I'm telling you, 7.30 tonight, BBC Three.
And he's damn ugly to me.
Morning, Neil. See? I told you I'm not rubbish. And Dave as well. Morning.
You and Neil and Dave.
You know, to the pub that we used to go to, right?
Yeah.
Fat Neil.
Yeah.
He'll hit me for that.
It's Neil the roofer.
Yeah.
Who we saw in the Chinese the other week with his missus. Do you remember?
Oh, hang on.
We're in the Chinese the other week on a Saturday night and he walked in with his missus getting a takeaway. No, not him.
No. Neil, by the way, right? Doing out his... he's just so going to sit on me for saying all this. Doing his house out, right? Neil, it's fair to say, is a large gentleman, right?
Yeah.
So what happens is he's laying all this stuff down and he's doing the floors and new roofs and all that kind of thing. And what he's done is he's put like a little bit of kind of, I don't know the technical term for it, but like, you know, the equivalent of balsa wood on the bathroom floor so he can lay some stuff on it and then he can...
Right, okay,
on,
yeah.
Da-da-da. It's just a temporary thing and la-di-da-da-da. Anyway... And he's on the roof and he's messing around, he's climbing in and out, and then the postman knocks on the door and annoys him because he's got to come all the way back down and goes, yeah? And they go, is this number 15? Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. He says, what are you banging on my door for? It says 15 on the door, you pillock. I'm trying to do some work here. Storms off in a bad mood and goes, oh, sod this, I need to go for a pee anyway. Walks straight in, woof, straight through the floor. The guy who's with him, right, who's about 8 stone, goes, ah! Grabs him by his arms, right? Neil's about... 50 stone, held by a little 8 stone fella. Don't fall through floor! Unbelievable. Anyway, he showed me his bruising last night. Oh, all the way in the backside and down his legs.
But he's okay then, is he?
He's all right, yeah. He's all right. We had a little drink last night. He's fine.
I'm pleased.
And he was saying, I've never listened to you. Oh, I can't listen to this. Rubbish. I said, well, how do you know I'm rubbish? Well, I bet it is. I said, well, why don't you tune in and give it a try? Be rubbish. I said, listen. And he's never listened to the show. So he was obviously listening this morning. So I'm probably for the last time, actually, after telling that story. So anyway, morning, Neil. There you go.
Oh,
who's
that?
Who's ringing you?
It's
gone.
Who was ringing you?
I don't know.
Who was it?
Isn't giving me the number.
Can't believe you've got your phone on in the studio.
I'm really sorry. How unprofessional is that?
Very, very, very unprofessional.
I'll find out and tell you later.
Right, fine. Right, it's time for Buzz Off then. I'm going to play a record, which I hope you enjoy. You should know the rules by now. As soon as you've had enough of it, text Buzz Off to 81199. That's Buzz Off to 81199. BUZZ space OFF. It's not because you're stupid, it's because it's early. Text Buzz Off to 81199 when you've had enough of the following record. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Oh, yes. Yes.
You play this all day, as far as I'm concerned.
Good. Here we go. See how long Alan's appalling taste in music drags him to saying, Alan. Do you even know who it is, Alan? Be honest.
No, you know? I don't.
Sacrilege. Go.
There's no easy way out. It takes maybe just too fast for me.
Any idea who it is?
Mel and Kim.
I need some time in the sunshine. I've got to slow it right down. It takes maybe just too fast for me.
Any idea, Alan?
No.
I live my life on the stars and shine. People say it's just a waste of time. Then they said I should be my head. That to me was just a day in bed. I'll take my time and try real far. You're not concerned about the way we are. In my mind, my dreams are real. Now you're concerned about the way I feel. Tonight I'm a rock and roll star.
Alan's not too scared.
Tonight,
do you not know who it is, honestly?
I like Stereophonics.
I
let Buzz.
There's no easy way out. The day's moving just too fast for me.
Rachel.
Why? Timing.
Yeah. We've got the news.
Stuff the news.
Gotta slow it right down.
The news can wait. I'll be off mic or distorted anyway.
Exactly.
I live my life on the stars and shine. People say it's just a waste of time. Then they said I should be my head. Well, that's a me, it's just a day in bed. I'll take my guide and try real far. You're not concerned about the way we are. In my mind, my dreams are real. Now you're concerned about.
The listeners are loving it. I spoke too soon.
No, BA.
That's the listeners.
No. Actually, I can keep it going then, eh? Can't I?
Well, we've got to play a trail and then we've got to play another record. I'll lend you the album.
Got the album. Dave Buzz.
Thank you.
Radio 1 online.
UC.co.uk/radio1.
It's a brand new year. We're waking up to Miles.
Good morning, Great Britain.
And going home with Coxie.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
So go online now to see the brand new mini sites for the show.
Radio 1 online.
News, photos, games and more. All online now.
UC.co.uk/radio1.
It wasn't the Stereophonics, Welsh boy.
Okay.
Oasis, rock and roll star. Class.
Hold up! Freeze the snow now!
I'm not even going to tell you the year of that album. It will scare you.
Wave your hands! Wave your hands! Wave your hands! Wave your hands!
You can work it out. No, this year.
Come on now!
It takes two to make an outside.
All the independent women, where you at? Let's go now!
It takes two to make a ride.
All the fellas in the house!
It's not as good as the original. Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. It Takes Two.
DJ, number three, you are, bring it down
there. Oh, shut up, for God's sake.
BBC. Radio
1. Fat Man Scoop. It Takes Scoop. It sounds like they've just got a load of, like, samples and just mixed it together for a joke.
Strange record, isn't it?
Sarah said that yesterday, apparently. Just copying her material. Do you know what I mean? Right, coming up. Black Eyed Peas. And also, Mystique.
Nice.
Yeah. Strokes.
Lovely.
All right, then. Here's Dom and Chills for News of Sport. It's 7.31.
The main news around this morning, The Darkness are hoping to rock the Brits 2004 after landing four nominations. They're up for Best British Rock Act, Album, Group and Breakthrough Artist. And here's Justin.
I suppose people are going to be watching this to see what we come up with. But at the end of the day, the only pressure is not to let ourselves down, really, because I anticipate a backlash, the almighty mother of all backlashes, but I think we'll have done enough to survive that.
Best British Rock. Am I right in saying that's a fairly new category?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been created for them, I guess.
So, the best, is that the Darkness Award, basically?
I think it's a safe bet, yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Dido is the favourite to get Best British Female. She's up against the likes of Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Jamelia. Ooh. Daniel Bedingfield and Justin Timberlake have got three nominations each, and same number as Busted.
Jesus.
Here's Charlie and James.
Three. I mean, actually, no, that's quite, you know, one nomination each, isn't it, really? That's quite cool.
That's cool. We didn't even think, you know...
One for every member of the band.
Well, we looked at our the people we're up against, and I'm not quite sure we're going to win, but no.
Yeah.
Other stories around this morning. The inquiry into the mistakes that led to Newsbeat is now 7.35.
I'm getting sick of all this rain that's doing the rounds. This is really annoying. Yesterday, it just rained all day. All day in London.
There were puddles everywhere.
Well, you know...
From rain.
You've got your problems at home. Let's not bring them into work, shall we? So, that Juan Sebastian Veron story...
Yeah.
I find that quite shocking. Not the fact that he was facing a burglar with a machete, and he quoted it as being, it's just a little scare. But the fact that he's on 75 grand a week? 75 grand a week? That's more than Coxie. Just. Do you know what I mean? What? I mean, 75 grand a week.
What's that a year? Quickly.
I don't know. It's 75
it's a lot,
grand
it?
A week.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's more than what you get. And what else do I want to talk about? Oh, the guys from Busted. They have three nominations each, and somebody in the band goes, that's one for every member of the band. They are brilliant. I like that. That's maths from the Pop Idol kids. You know, they're Pop Idol kids, but they're idols to the youngsters. I found it quite ironic, I don't know if this is the right word, that they sang last night. The Brits had a party, Wes was at it, the nominations party, and Busted decided that they would sing, but they were rubbish. Now, I think that I'd be embarrassed. And what I'm going to school for. Thank you for our three nominations, good night. Well, you don't deserve them, do you? They can't sing live. Is it just me? They can't sing live.
They make quite a thing about that, don't they? Despite the fact they do pop music, which they love calling it. They have guitars, which makes them a real rock band.
Yeah, we're a live band, man, you see. Yeah, we always like to do it live. Why? Mime! You sound a lot better. You're rubbish when you're live. Cue all the young girls texting in, right? In that text speak as well, how dare you, letter, slag off Busted. They are, letter, great GR number 8. Shut up and go to school.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Shut up, just shut up, shut up, shut up, just shut up, shut up. Shut up,
7.44, it's Mystique at Radio 1. I'm in the pub last night, right? And I haven't been in this pub for ages. And look at the TV screen, and these numbers keep coming up and stuff. So I nudged Neil. Neil, what's that? And he goes, that is like a lottery machine thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You buy your ticket over the bar and you stand there and you see if your numbers come up.
Just for people in the pub?
Yeah. And I said, what does it say in the bottom? And he goes, Friends of Rehab. And I went, what? And he goes, Chris, I swear blind, I've stood here with a pint in my hand watching this lottery game going on, and proceeds of it go to, often, Alcoholics Anonymous and Gamblers Anonymous. And is that just me? Does that seem a bit wrong?
That's good, though, isn't it? It's giving something back.
But the idea of gambling in a pub and the money goes to people with gambling and drink problems.
Well, you see, the thing is, though, that people will always drink and gamble in pubs, as is their want. And therefore, if something can be made of this and given back to the community to help
others... Oh, what are you on? You after some kind of award?
I don't think it's a bad idea.
You, Mr. Worthy. But do you not see the irony?
I do see the irony, but I don't think it's any bad thing.
I said to him, that can't be true. And he goes, yeah, I don't... Well, anyway. Listen, what are you after?
What?
You after the caring and sharing award that they give out at work?
Well, if it's up for grabs, yeah, I love it.
Trying to talk about old people's pensions and heating?
Don't know much about pensions.
Right, fair enough. Yesterday we asked for anybody listening on the internet around the world, outside of the UK, and then we forgot to follow it up. So, hello if you are listening. Email us. If you're listening on the internet, just hit email the show or whatever the hell it says on there. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. 7:46 in the UK. I don't know what time it is where you are. Just drop us an email saying what you're doing, what time it is, where you are, and why you're listening to the show.
Just had one in, actually, saying, Chris, great to hear your show online over here in sunny Algeria. Play us a song for all the sad expats who are stuck out here drilling for oil. Best regards and thanks, Dan Napper, or Dan Canapper. I think it's fully Napper.
Hello, Dan. Enjoy your drilling. Good afternoon from Singapore. This is from yesterday. This came in... What day is it? This came in exactly this time yesterday. From Darren. Being 8 hours ahead of the UK, I can now enjoy the last few hours of work by listening to you guys. Isn't that funny? I do find that really bizarre. So, Darren in Singapore, good afternoon, I suppose. All right, Chris, I'm sitting in... I love this. God, seriously, you can't make these up. I'm sitting in Kuala Lumpur. Now, I know... For years, right, when I was a kid, I thought Kuala Lumpur was made up. You know, like Timbuktu?
It's the capital of Malaysia.
Freezing cold office... Out of the hot, hot sun. I've had a rubbish day, broke 3 computers. Thanks for making me laugh. From Robert J. Next. I'm here listening in Los Angeles. It's 11:45 p.m. Used to listen to you in the morning here when you did the afternoons. How screwed up is this? From Matt Pearson. So Matt's in LA. When we did the afternoon show, he listened to us in the morning. Now we do the morning show, he listens to us at night. What a head screw up that is.
What are they? Are they 8 hours behind LA?
Yes. Yeah. Where else? Et up, lad. There's a little bit of Bradford City's... Oh, gee, I can't even read that. Listening in Palm Springs. And his email address is...
Don't give the whole thing out.
No, I won't even read it in case it's rude. Chris and the gang, I'm listening from Sydney, Australia. It's bloody hot, Andy. Yeah, thanks for that. It's not here. It's freezing. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. I want to know where you are, what time it is, what you're doing while you're listening, and why you're listening.
Incidentally, you know you said before about Timbuktu being made up? That is, of course, a real place also.
Yeah, no, I know.
Africa it is.
But I thought Timbuktu was made up. And I thought Kuala Lumpur was also made up.
Both real.
I know. Never been, though.
I've been to Kuala Lumpur.
Have you really? Yeah. So what's it like?
It's all right.
Is it lumpy?
No. It's quite smooth.
Kuala Lumpur.
Don't look at me like that, Rachel.
Kuala Lumpur.
Turning your nose up.
Kuala Lumpur. Doesn't he play for Chelsea, Kuala Lumpur?
Not yet.
All right, okay. Wait till January.
New signing, 15 million, 90 grand a week.
Kuala Lumpur. We'll talk Brits next, after the Strokes. Strokes and Reptilia from Radio 1. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening.
Good morning, good evening, good day.
Global welcome.
I'm telling you. Right, Brits then.
Yes.
Right, we're going to do a sweepstake between all of us on the team. And I'm confused as to how this is going to work.
Well, I think I've got it straight, because...
I think you've got this wrong, you know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, what I was trying to work out is that we didn't have time to do all of the different categories.
Sure.
So, there's six of us on the team,
yes.
Right? Yourself, me, Alid, Rachel, Dom and Jules.
Yes.
And so, therefore, and there's five categories... No, rather, there's five nominees in each category.
Right.
So, I've got six categories... And therefore, each person is going to have to go round and pick one out of each category.
But there's six of us.
Yeah. Thus, each person will have five sweepy cards.
Sweepy cards?
Whatever, for one for each category. Is that right?
No. There's six categories. It's five nominees in each, but there's six of
us. It does work, because this obviously means there's 30 bits of paper in total, right?
Right,
six
yeah.
times five.
Yeah.
Thus, divisible by six, so all of us will end up with five...
Okay, but for argument's sake, you go for best British male.
Yeah.
I choose one, so does Alan, so does you, so does Rachel, so does Dominic. That means Juliet doesn't have a thing for best male.
Which is why you've got to do it the other way.
We all... In each
so, hang
have
on,
you
blah, blah,
thought
blah.
This through?
No.
I think...
If hang on, listen, if we could go through by person, so right, if Rachel, if we'd say, right, you pick one of those, one of those, one of those, one of those...
A category,
yeah,
right, yeah.
Then you would end up with five...
Of the nominees.
Everyone leaves one out.
You're right,
basically.
You know. Well, hang on,
stop. You've put... What have you... You've got five... How many envelopes have you got in your
six.
Hand?
Six.
Right, with the six categories. Best male,
female.
What's in there?
Five nominees.
So why we're choosing an envelope? Because you get all the nominees. You're bound to win.
No, you don't understand.
Right.
If we open all of the envelopes,
yes.
Right, and we go round per person, so for sake of argument, Rachel,
yes.
We go, right, take one other British male, yeah, got that, one from British female, yeah, got that, British group, yeah, one from British single, one from British album, blah, blah, blah.
No, stop. And then you leave one, basically.
Do you?
So, yeah, so everyone has five. So there's one category
everyone will have
that
five.
Everyone will lose out.
Can you imagine if you're just waking up listening
Sorry.
To this?
This is very confusing.
But, hang on, just to go back a stage,
right.
I am right in thinking that 30 is divisible by 6,
yes?
We all agreed there.
Yeah.
Therefore...
5 sixes are 30.
Yeah, therefore...
Or 6 fives.
Theoretically, unless we're making a huge mistake here, we should all end up with 5...
Yes.
5 cards, should we not?
We have 5 categories.
Yeah, but hang on,
each.
Hang on a second. Right?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you open up the British Mail envelope.
Yeah.
And then the four of us all choose one. That means there's Dominic and Juliet left to choose, but there's only one more nominee left in
I'm
the
I'm with
envelope.
You. How the hell does that work?
So everyone loses...
Well, no, but it's not as this is like a modern-day conundrum. Because...
So everyone goes without one. That's all
Yeah, how
is.
Does that work, though? Because...
Well, hang on. What do you mean everyone goes without one? Because then we'll all end up with the same amount each.
Yeah, because there's... Six,
hang on, Dominic is here.
I've got it.
Go on.
What we want to do is do another mini sweepstake, just with each category in there, and we each pull out that category, and whichever category we've got means we can't have a vote in that category.
Yes.
What?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Bye-bye. Dom.
Hang on.
Here's Joe
crazy
Wiley.
Crazy talk.
But you're with me, though, aren't you? How can it be that it doesn't work?
There's one category that I can't pick from. Basically, and in that category, you five will have one. In one category, you don't pick.
That's what I mean.
That means that us five can have one.
What we should do is do a little sweepstake and pick a category, and that category
why don't
we pick.
Why don't we just
have a bet.
Why don't we just leave Alad out of it?
I'm happy
and then it
with
works
that.
Perfectly. That works for me. He wouldn't pay up anyway. He's tighter than a duck's. He's tighter than anything. He's, do you know what I mean? Huh? Won't give a door a bang.
I'm confused now.
We'll work it out later. It's 7:57 morning. Baby, love me right to let me... All right, here's what we're going to do, all right? Go back to the envelopes, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And write on there, best British male nominee, right, Will Young.
Yeah.
Best British male nominee, whatever the names are, right?
Yeah.
Get all 30 of the nominees.
Yeah.
Right, so the category and their name is on the piece of paper, right?
Yeah.
Everybody then chooses... Right, they're five each.
I've ripped them all up now.
Jeez, Dave. People are waking up going, what the hell are these on about? Coxie made more sense than this.
But you see, I'm not convinced that there isn't a solution to this.
I've just told you it. Right, because, right, they're all nominees, so they all have a chance of winning, correct?
30 people.
Right, there are six of us, correct?
Yeah.
So we get five nominees each.
Yeah.
Okay, so rather than you trying to work it out for categories, because there's only five nominees in each category.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. You put the 30 nominees in the hat,
mm-hmm.
where you all choose five each at random. It might be you just so happen to pull out all the nominees for Best British Male. Chances are you won't.
I'm still not convinced that will work and how that differs from my point.
Why can't it work?
six of us, right? We all choose five each. There's 30, right? Five sixes are 30.
I know, I'm with you there.
Well, which bit don't you get?
But I thought mine worked too.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, but we're
That's
not
been
sure.
Proved. No, it's been proved that yours doesn't work. What more do you need? People are texting in going, shut up, my brain is melting.
I think we need a bit more time.
Everyone else is going, you numpties, it's not difficult. Choose five each. You're so wrong.
I'll work on it and come back to you.
Thank you. One, 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 one,
one. Oh, man.
Right, going to play Khalees Milkshake. And also an old song from our friend's Top Loader. After Dom and Jules on News and Sports, just gone 8 o'clock.
The Darkness land 4 Brit nominations.
And butt out of United.
Good morning, windy everywhere, easing off in the south later on this afternoon, though. Bright, I could always hear that before you did that. Brighter with wintry showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. Radio News Beat, it's now 4 minutes past 8.
You know what, Dominic?
No.
Yesterday we kicked off the Chris Moyles Fitness Programme.
Oh, that's right.
You know, it's part of One Life to encourage you to improve your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, over the week, each show on Radio 1 has a different area to cover.
Oh, right, yeah, huh?
You know, Jules, Mark and Lard are doing money.
Yeah.
And Dave Pearce is doing, you know, affairs of the heart, improving your love life type thing.
I could do with that.
You know what, Dave?
Hello?
We have the body.
I know.
So I'll tell you what we've done, Dominic.
Yeah, do.
We've jumped on the fitness video bandwagon.
Oh, I see.
And you know what, Jules?
What?
Each day we'll be bringing you the Chris Moyles Fitness Programme.
Great.
Do you know what, Dave? Mm. Today is day 2.
Intriguing.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Chris Moyles Fitness Programme, day 2. Today's exercise is entitled the couch lift. This exercise will develop calf and leg muscles, as well as ensuring proper balance and posture. From the prone position on the exercise equipment, swing the legs out and revolve to the sitting position. This can be quite complicated and may need some practice to get it spot on. In this posture, apply your body weight to your legs and slowly rise. That's right. Take it slowly at first. Now your turn. Swing out the legs, touch the floor, apply weight, and slowly stand. Swing out the legs, touch the floor, apply weight, and slowly stand. Very good. Once you've mastered this exercise, you're ready to move on to the next stage, which appears on this show tomorrow.
There you go. How was that?
Very good.
You know, Dominic, each day you can join in at Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
That address again?
It's www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay.
And there's a new exercise every day.
Brilliant.
However, though, if you actually want some proper advice,
yeah,
and not that silly rubbish that we're doing, you can always call the One Lifeline.
But what's the number?
It's 0800 110 100.
That's
0800 110 100.
That was all right, apart from that bit.
I like that. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1. 7 minutes past 8. Tuesday morning. Hello. If you're just waking up, I hope you have a great day. You won't. It'll be crap, probably. Top Loader.
We get in almost every night.
Don't care what a lot of you are saying, I think that record is brilliant. Khalees, Milkshake, 13 minutes past 8, before that Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight. And we'll play that for you if you used to be in the band Top Loader. That's a couple of quid for you there. Buy a new watch, Joe.
Chris Moyles Show on Radio 1. Officially the biggest show in the world.
Right, we've sorted out the Brits nominee sweepstake problem. Dave, you should be clear now on what you're doing.
I was going to add another category and then throw in Duran Duran, thus making 36, but you poo-pooed my idea.
So. Yeah, as Duran Duran are up for a Lifetime Achievement Award, and they're the only nominee, Dave.
We'll still give us 36 things, though, which would be six each.
Explain what we've done.
What we've done is, it was my idea, is to put in a ringer into each of the envelopes. So, there's like a Joker card or a dummy.
Is it the same one?
Yes.
And it is?
Cliff Richard.
Morning, Mum.
So, if you pick out Cliff Richard from any of the categories that we're going to pick from, then that's not applicable. Thus giving everybody six cards.
Not applicable. Does he play for Chelsea? Right, OK, so go for category number one, Dave.
In the category of British male...
OK. Are you going first?
No, I was going to go... Okay. Let Dom go first.
All right, Dom, off you go.
Pick one of them. Rachel, keep, write these down, will you?
Best British male. Dominic's nominee is...
Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh, could get that.
Best British male. Dave's nominee is...
Badly drawn boy.
Whoa.
Best British male. Alan's nominee is...
Cliff Richard.
Yay! Nice one. All right, lovely. Juliet has got... Ooh. Take your time and turn your three-hour show, love.
Will Young.
Ooh. Rachel gets...
Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy Rascal. Which means that I'm left with, what's-his-face? David Bowie. Right, great. So that's a pound down the drain.
Better off with Cliff Richard than David Bowie.
How much money... Well, everyone pick another one out of the next one. How much money are we, how much money are we getting?
Fiver.
Are we putting a fiver in each?
Yeah.
Oh, Alan, what's... It's a fiver.
I don't get paid that much.
Just loads.
You do. Just stop spending it on girly creams.
Oh, okay, then.
Hang on a sec, we got two envelopes doing the rounds now.
British group I've got here, and I've just pulled out
what
sugar.
What are you doing? I was drawer master.
Sorry.
Hang on, stop.
I'd like to apologise to the ladies and gentlemen at home. I know this is way too early for you.
Excuse me, lips moving, still talking.
Sorry.
And what's happened is, Dominic started opening a new category, while Rachel decided to speed up the link, because she's getting bored, and open another one. Therefore, we have two categories going at the moment, but no one knows who's pulled what out of what.
It's my game, I'm in charge, right?
But they've already pulled out nominees from which
put one? Them back.
Well, you can't...
I haven't.
Ali does.
I haven't.
Oh, what a shambles.
Here's my plan. We're going to do this off the air, then everyone will read out what they've got. Oh, and by the way, Dave...
Yeah.
Right? You need to write on these slips what category they're in.
Yeah, well, you see, those were done prior to the changing of the rules.
You are so rubbish. 8:17. I really have lost the will to live. I don't care about the stupid bloody Brits anymore. They can keep their nominees. Take me to the travel lodge. This is LMC and you two at Radio 1.
Good morning.
Take me to the Travel Lodge. We've got to work on that. Get the instrumental, we'll work on that today. Do you know?
Okay.
It's LMC and you two, Take Me to the Clouds Above. I'm really in two minds whether or not I even like that record or not. I can't work it out. I think I do, but I'm not sure.
Lovely.
It's all right. Well, yeah. Thanks very much, Dave.
It's okay. I thought it was a good link.
Thank you very much. 8:20. So we were doing our Brits nominees thing. We're going to put in a fiver. Alan's having a heart attack. He's sweating. You owe money anyway.
Do I?
Yeah.
About what?
You owe us money because you said the Little Britain catchphrase the other day.
When? That was Rachel.
No, you said it as well. And we're talking about which dat... Do you record on, and you said...
That was off-air.
What did you say?
I am not repeating it on-air.
Rachel owes £20 into the Little Britain catchphrase kitty. Oh. And you do as well.
But talking of Little Britain...
You're so tight. Talking of Little Britain, they're on the show on Thursday.
Well, I thought we might as well promote.
I managed to pull out Cliff Richard, by the way, in the last category. So, I'm not happy. On Best Single, was it Best Single?
Yeah.
Joy.
I've got Gareth Gates and the Kumars.
Have we done all the categories?
No.
Do you know what? Seriously, I really could care less. It was such a nice idea before the show, and now I really couldn't give a monkey's.
I think this will be great when it comes
I've got four. There's only two more for me to get, so if you all draw, just give me the leftovers. I don't care anymore. I've got Dino for Best Female anyway, so I'm bound to win something.
Actually, that's the point. If you win each category...
Oh, no, no, no,
seriously, if you've got a fiver, how do you work that out?
All right, well, it's a tenner, then.
No, but that doesn't work
Chris,
either.
Chris, I really can't afford a tenner.
It's a tenner.
To take cards.
It's £10.
Surely.
Alan, you can afford £10. You are not...
Isn't
that...
it £10 per vote?
So you want to put in 60 quid?
No. Oh, is it all in all? Well, that's fine then.
But you'd have to win each category in order to win the jackpot, wouldn't you?
Dave, Rachel's having a breakdown.
Yesterday we went to see Renée Zellweger. And we're going to play you the clips of the interview after 8.30. It wasn't the day that we were expecting. And just like today. The PR guy, right, who we've nicknamed Mr. Vague, was the most vague man I've ever had to deal with in my life. First of all, we turn up there. Dominic, me, Comedy Dave and Juliet. Not interested in meeting me or Juliet at all. Didn't even shake our hand. Didn't introduce himself. Didn't say which one's Chris Moyles, which one's Juliet. Not interested, was he, at all?
No, he wasn't at all.
So then he goes, wait here a second and I'll just, okay, fine. And then starts walking off, gets half a mile away, and then turns around and goes, come on. Are we meant to be walking with you? Do you know, and I got the feeling, does this guy know what's going on? Is this a wind-up? Where's Beadle? So then we walk to the room where they're going to do the interviews. And Renée Zellweger's not there. Reason being, Renée Zellweger's not meant to be there till 1. It's now 12:30. So he goes, she's not here. And Dominic goes, right, okay, so what time are we doing the interview? What time are you meant to be doing the interview? Dominic goes, at 1:00. Yeah, that's right, yeah. So 1:00 then. I think so. And is everything running to time? I'm really not sure. Right. Well, okay, so what do you want us to do? Just hang around here for a bit? Okay. Right. Well, should we go and get a coffee or something? I went, yeah, well, ask him if there's anywhere we can get a coffee. Excuse me, Mr. Vague?
Yes?
Is there anywhere we can get a coffee? I already...
He didn't even finish the answer. He just sort of went, and then walked off.
So we go outside, right? And we're standing out in the freezing cold. We all get the giggles. We've all been up since 4:30. So we all start giggling like kids. Mr. Vague is there. So Dominic goes, Dominic can't talk to him now because he's laughing. But he goes, he's like, compose myself. Go and talk to Mr. Vague. Is everything still to plan? I really don't know. Now, while he's doing that, Dominic completely misses what happened next, all right? And I swear blind. Because we're at studios, right? Film studios, Ealing Studios in London. There's a taxi cab parked next to where we're standing. And I jokingly said to Dave, hey, it looks just like a real cab, that, doesn't it? Hey, it's very realistic. And then round the corner, a cab starts reversing. And I've gone, hey, look at that one. That looks realistic as well. Only for it to come round the corner fully. It's a cab chopped in half. With a guy pulling it and a guy behind pushing. You know, like, imagine them filming a scene in the back of the cab. So what they've done is just half a shell of a cab, the back seat. And obviously then they put the lights and the camera in so they can do the shot. So this guy is pulling it, like he's pulling like a caravan, but he's pulling half a taxi while this old boy is pushing it. Dominic completely misses it. We're all in hysterics. Dominic turns around and goes, what are you laughing at? A half a cab's just gone past. What? Then Dom turns into Mr. Vague. What?
I really don't know.
Right, so then we go to do this thing, right? And Mr. Vague now, he's lost now because some more people have turned up for interviews and he's really panicking. Everything's still on for the interview? I don't know. I think. Right, okay, good. In before us, more important than us, right, on the radio and breakfast show, that fat girl out of Big Brother, who's now doing interviews on This Morning, she goes in first with a film crew, starts tap dancing like Chicago, almost goes through the floor, bless her. So then Dominic, he's in hysterics, he can't, and, you know. So then they leave us. This is the best bit. They leave us in this massive room, and then all the PR people walk out to say goodbye to the This Morning film crew, leaving Renée Zellweger and Dominic Byrne sitting in, like, this massive, massive studio on their own with us in the corner. And Dominic goes,
hi, I'm Dominic Byrne.
She goes, nice to meet you. It was just... And then after the interview, they just left us to it. They didn't walk us out to the gate, nothing.
It was all very... He was Mr. Non-Committal.
I haven't been treated like that since I did hospital radio and had to go down the wards at Stanley Royd Mental Hospital in Wakefield. Anyway, the highlights of that interview will be coming up after 8:30. What do you want, Sean Paul or White Stripes?
White Stripes.
Good choice. It's 8:27 in the morning. Joe Wiley's here at 10. Mark and Larder here at 1. Listen to Sarah this afternoon from 3 o'clock while you're at work and while you're on your way home. That's your lineup today on Radio 1. I'm gonna fight them all. White Stripes. Seven Nation Army. I might be seeing them. I think they're coming to the UK soon.
Are they?
I think so, yeah. Oh, yesterday, by the way, I managed to say, Justin Timberlake, I think he's playing in the UK soon. And then we're driving in the car yesterday, we passed a poster saying he just played three nights in London. Good morning. On the cutting edge of new tours.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Bubba Sparks coming up, Pink and the Brilliant Goddess of DJ, Boogie Pimps, maybe, if you're very lucky. Because I've said it now, we might have to drop Nickelback. Oh, shame. Life's a bitch, isn't it? Here's Dom and Jules for some news and sports. Just gone 8:31.
And the main news this morning, The Darkness have got the most nominations for the 2000. Dido is the favourite to get Best British Female. She's up against the likes of Sophie Ellis-Bextor and Jamelia. Daniel Bedingfield, Dizzy Rascal and Justin Timberlake have all got 3 nominations each. That's the same as Busted.
That's unbelievable. I'm sorry, but that's unbelievable. Justin Timberlake gets the same amount of nominations as Dizzy Rascal and Busted. How do they do that? Do they pick the nominees for this like we did in our sweepstake?
Easy.
Sorry, Dave.
It may be slightly more scientific than our sweepstake.
But you know, Busted are very pleased because they've got 3 nominations. That's 1-8 for every member of the band.
Here's Charlie and James saying just that.
3. I mean, as you know, that's one nomination each, isn't it, really? That's quite cool. So
cool. We didn't even think, you know...
1 for every member of the band.
Well, we looked at our the people we're up against and I'm not quite sure we're going to win, but no.
Yeah.
And other stories around this morning. The inquiry into the mistakes...
Sport tonight, FA Cup, we're off to Molineux. For the third round replay between Wolves and Kiddy. Yeah, Mulby, though, the Harriers manager, doesn't think they'll get past them now.
They'll be at home, big crowd, roaring them on. They'll be expecting to do better than what they did here. So, yeah, our best chance has gone, but our chance hasn't gone altogether, and we've got to cling on to that.
Done some research on it. Handy car park on the Ring Road. It's near to the market and Beatty's, the department store in Wolverhampton.
Nice.
Inside the ground, pies and pasties, mostly.
Lovely.
Top Mr. Sizzle Burger.
Mr. Sizzle Burger?
Yeah, the big burger van's outside
doesn't
the ground.
Doesn't he play for Chelsea?
That's As Hitzelberger plays for Villa, though, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe he's...
Maybe they're related.
Mr. Sizzleberger.
Once a talented sportsman, once a talented burger flipper.
Yeah. The winners, anyway, they're at home to West Ham in the fourth round. The other matches tonight, Accrington Stanley of the Conference, they're away to Colchester, with Coventry awaiting the winners of that one. Elsewhere, Bolton, Tranmere, Reading against Preston, Rotherham at home to Northampton. Man U face the winners of that. Scunthorpe take on Barnsley. Someone text in to say why Stoke never gets mentioned, because they're scum. They've got to get past Wimbledon. I had to get that one in. Nicky Butt's had enough of Man U life. He's handed in a transfer request because he wants first team football. He's only started 11 of United's 31 matches this season.
Hang on. You can't say that. I can.
You're a BBC journalist.
Do you know what? Maybe somebody texted in saying, how can we never mention Stoke as in the place and not the team?
No, he meant Stoke City.
Oh, really?
Yeah, red and white stripes and all that.
You're going to get such a backlash now from the Stokies. I don't know what they're called. If you're a Stoke fan, what are you called?
The Potters.
The Potter. Did you just make that up?
No.
Right, you're lying.
Yeah, it's the Potters.
Is it?
Yeah, they make pots.
Well done, Dom.
You're good.
I haven't read the weather yet.
Oh, well, joy. But I'm just waiting for the backlash from all the Stoke fans.
I don't care.
All right, Doug.
The weather windy. Bye-bye. 8:36.
It's going well today, isn't it?
It's all right.
I think so, yeah. I think it's a great show. Hey, the Sony tape for next year is sorted already.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. Up at 10, then we leave at 11:30. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get much more money.
8:36.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Skid to go. Pink in a minute. The brilliant God is a DJ. Plus, when Dominic met Renny Zellweger and Mr. Vague. Isn't that right, Mr. Vague?
I don't know. I really don't.
I'm not sure.
I ain't choose the rhyme. Rhyming chose me.
Excellent record from Pink and God is a DJ on Radio 1. It's 8:43. It's Tuesday morning. Joe Wiley will be here at 10. Mark Allard will be here at 1 o'clock. I've printed off for Juliet. Unbelievably, she got support on the text messages. If we'd have said that...
we would have got slated.
Lynched. Lots of them are very funny, but my favourite one so far... Chris, that is so wrong. She should be suspended just like Kilroy. Fair point.
She's left the building.
See you in the morning. See you at the job club. Right, let's talk Renee Zellweger.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
So we went there yesterday to Ealing Studios and we were met by a man that we nicknamed Mr. Vague, who was basically, couldn't answer one question.
Why was he called Mr. Vague?
I'm really not sure, I don't know.
Can't really commit to that.
And then we were left in a room with Renee Zellweger, and they all left us there. Dominic could have gone, oh, boss, this love, do you fancy a pint and a pie? Do you know what I mean?
See, I didn't know that. I wish I knew that. I thought we were surrounded by, like, 20 important
people. You had to ask them boring questions about that film that we're not really interested in.
Cold Mountain.
Yeah, whatever it's called.
Very good film.
We're not even intro. Who cares? I'm going to see it. I'm not bothered to talk to her about it. We just wanted to have a bit of fun with her. She took her shoes off, though.
She did.
Yeah.
She had nice feet.
So, I wasn't really...
Both of them.
Yeah, they were both nice. The left slightly nicer than the right.
So, anyway, we thought it would be a great interview when Dominic opened with this.
How long do you get for lunch?
It depends. Most of the time we don't get lunch because there's no time for lunch, so we work through lunch. And you just kind of try and grab whatever you can that's laying around on the table without too much set dust on it. And then we moved it to, you should get about half an hour. Now we've been doing hour breaks because we've been working really long days.
That's rubbish, isn't it? That's long hours, isn't it?
You know what? I've started the petition.
We want longer lunch breaks for Renee, please.
No, I don't mind, actually, because, you know, you just barrel through, keep the day going, momentum, it's good.
So, obviously, really enjoying Dominic's first question, how long do you get for lunch? The probing questions continued.
Are you enjoying the fantastic English rain that has just been on and on and on? Are you getting a bit depressed by it?
Not at all. You don't understand. I'm from Los Angeles. Weather is good. Weather is different. Weather is exciting.
All right, so anyway.
Martin Bashir must be bricking himself.
Listen, right, this is an interview technique which is called settling the guest. All
so,
right,
oh, see,
we're
so,
going to talk about food and weather,
right,
and then we steam in with the real stuff.
All right, so on to the serious questions.
Yes, thank you.
Dom goes in head first with a biting question about Renee's current emotional and moving movie, Cold Mountain.
There's obviously the famous chicken scene. I mean, which is pretty horrendous, and... a real chicken or a plastic one?
No, yeah, it was a real chicken, yeah.
How was that to do that?
Not so bad, actually. I don't know that I can actually wring its neck, pluck it, and stick it, you know, on the stove. but it was fine. I just grabbed hold of it. It's part of the what I loved about this part. It was kind of a dirty part, yeah. Playing in the dirt every day and going and, you know, picking up chickens. No chickens were killed in the making of Cold Mountain, of course.
I just want to remind everybody, we've been up since 4:30 in the morning. We're standing in a room listening to this.
How was that to do that?
Not so bad, actually. I don't know that I can actually wring its neck, pluck it, and stick it, you know, on the stove.
Really wasn't a strange day. So, obviously, Dominic's challenge yesterday was to try and get as many René from a lower low quotes as possible into the interview. Listen very carefully. I shall say this only once. That kind of thing. The fall of Madonna was the big boobies, etc., etc. Heil Hitler, all that. And let's find out how he got on. Unless, of course, he's still obsessed with the chicken.
A lot of people would like to know what happened to that chicken. Have you got that chicken with you?
That chicken is hanging out in Romania. know, having a good life somewhere, I'm sure.
I want to talk to you about Romania as well. Did you pick up any Romanian while you were out there? Because I was trying to work out how to say hello, how are you in Romanian, which would be nice, and you'd probably find that quite amusing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't find it, so I just...
Seriously,
yeah,
really?
No, there's no Romanian on the internet.
It's really interesting, actually, because phonetically it's so different.
Because I wanted to say good morning.
Yeah.
But in Romanian. I couldn't.
Ozi Buna.
Ozi Buna?
No, Buna.
Buna.
See, that's the thing.
Ozi Buna.
Ozi Buna. Okay, it just means a good day. Good day.
One was the answer.
Well, yes, but that's...
Well, you missed it. You had a golden opportunity there. When you said, how'd you say hello, you could have said, how'd you say hello in Romanian. That would have got you two.
Yes, true.
One.
But, you know, you got American Civil War film and then the fallen Madonna with the big boobies. You know what I mean? You can't...
Like necessarily... Jay Dominic.
I've got to say, though, she sounds well fit. She's got such a... I mean, I know it's a little girly voice, but, man, she sounds so horny.
She slightly loved me, I think, to be fair.
Although she's a bit fat, wasn't she? Because she's filming Bridget Jones' Diary, so she put the weight back on.
She had leggings on and brown shoes.
Yeah. She was dressed like a mother of six from a council estate in Leeds.
Some would say.
I would.
Juliet would.
Juliet and go, Stoke, there's... So anyway, Dominic got into the flow of things and he thought, while we're on the set of Bridget Jones, we may as well ask her a few questions.
Let's talk about Edge of Reason as well, which is why we're here. This is very exciting for me. I've never been on the set of a film.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Really?
No,
how
I've never
long have you been working in radio?
I know, that makes me sound a bit sad, doesn't it, really? But I've been working for Radio 1 for about 6 years and I've never
they
been
never
to one.
Set you
no.
Out.
So, I mean, I'm very excited. This
you
is obviously...
Spend
this
stuck is your... at, like, boring junkets and things.
Yes.
Like
that. And we were in the lift just out there. We just went up and down in the lift for a few... I mean, even that was exciting. and we're nowhere near the set.
Are you going to do it again?
Yeah, I might do. Yeah, I'm perhaps we could do that. We could have some lift action. Sorry, he's making faces at me. How is the film going anyway? I mean, is it...
That was Mr. Vague making faces, wasn't it? Mr. Vague walked up, right, we're given 10 minutes. Seriously, I'm actually, we're joking about this, but I was appalled with that guy from the PR company. I don't ever want anybody who works in the show to be treated like that again. I thought it was appalling. He leaves, he's so vague, the guy can't answer a simple question, and then he leaves us in there, which is, I think, you don't leave a Hollywood superstar, right, Renée Zellweger, in a room with these nobodies, right, and then just leave us sitting there. Then he comes back in, we got 10 minutes, we were told, and he starts winding Dominic up, doing that kind of circular movement with a finger, bad expression, right, and Dom's looking at his mini-disc, well, 6 minutes in, well, I got 4 minutes left. So he carries on, this guy and he's getting really humpy, this guy's like that. And Dominic at one point turns and looks at him and goes, anyway, and carries on. and we were still 2 minutes under, weren't we?
He gave us the shrug.
Anyway, back to the interview with sexy voice.
I mean, you've got a lunch break, which you don't get many lunch breaks and stuff. So
that's a great question.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I am, actually. It's nice to come back and have all your friends be there and play a character that you have so much fun with, you know. So, yeah.
Such a different challenge as well, I guess, with this role as opposed to the last role. Bridget's life has been turned upside down. Just give us...
What?
This is a good bit. Listen to this.
Okay, right.
Brief snapshot. I mean, there obviously will be people who've read Edge of Reason, mm-hmm. but people who are going to expect to see Bridget Jones's Diary 2
right.
are going to be pretty disappointed, aren't they?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's not the thing I was thinking.
It's not this bit.
It's another rubbish question.
Okay, right.
It's not the same story.
Well, it's just the next phase, really. No, we didn't really want to make a sequel. It's about, you know, a character who's evolved. It's not about repetition. It's a new story. It's the essence of the character is the same, obviously, but she's grown. We're just expanding on that and seeing where it can go.
I don't know why she was whispering. We were the only people in the room. It was like she didn't want to disturb the mice.
It's based on the book, obviously, which was the reason for making the film in the first place. Because it was there to be made.
Because obviously in the book, Bridget's fantasy is Colin Firth.
Oh,
and then Colin Firth actually...
Question.
So how does that one resolve?
You're the first one who's asked me that, actually.
Yay!
I'm gonna tell you. Oh,
suffice to say, it won't be Colin Firth playing Colin Firth.
You never know.
That's true. For those of you who know about the Bridget Jones thing, you'll know. For anyone else, I'm not going to explain it. So anyway, she was very sweet. But you know what? I didn't even get introduced to her. I didn't meet her.
I know.
The host of the Radio and Breakfast show. And Mr. Vague, right, didn't even dawn on him that he might introduce me to her, as I had been bothered to turn up and had talked about it all yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Thanks a bunch, Mr. Vague. What do you have to say about that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, finally, As Renee was eating at the palm of Dominic's hand, she'd pretty much do anything for him, as you can tell. They got on like a house on fire. So Dom, you know, said, would you record some drops? Drops are, you know, hi, I'm Renee Zellweger, and you're listening to The Chris Miles Show on Radio 1. Obviously, you know, because they're great mates, she's bound to say yes.
Just finally, just need you to do a few drops for us for the show.
Calm down, I'm sorry.
No, you don't want to do that?
No,
that's fine.
All right, fine, all right, whatever, love. See ya, stuff ya. Mr. Vague? I don't know, I really don't. So anyway, with the exception of the people who were massively helpful to us, she was really lovely.
She was very, very nice, yeah. Very.
When is Cold Mountain out?
Cold Mountain's out now.
Go
so
and
you
see it.
Cinema near you.
Very
really,
good
really
film?
Good. Yeah, very good film.
Go and see Cold Mountain and support Renee Zellweger because she's lovely. Thank you.
One Life on Radio 1.
Let's go!
Just finally, just need you to do a few drops for us for the show.
Calm down, I'm sorry.
No, you don't do that.
I never
okay.
do. No.
No, that's fine.
That's fine. No. Okay. Yes. Thanks for. No, that's fine. Dominic's new pal, Renee Zellweger. Do you fancy go for a cup? No coffee. No, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Maybe you want to swap number. No, that's fine. That's all right. That's fine. Nickelback and Someday. Right, you ready?
Yes.
Tedious Link time. Enjoy, everybody. How do you get to this morning's Tedious Link from yesterday morning's Tedious Link 5? Keep on moving.
5 are sadly no longer with us, and in that respect are kind of extinct like the woolly mammoth. The woolly mammoth was related to the elephant. Elephants Never Forget. Never Forget was the penultimate single from Take That. Take That were fronted by keyboard wizard Gary Barlow. Gary Barlow shares the same surname as Tracy Barlow from Coronation Street. Coronation Street's Kevin Webster is a soap opera mechanic, as was Kylie Minogue's neighbour's character, Charlene. Charlene Spiteri is a singer with Texas. Texas is the home of our good friends, Beyoncé Knowles and Renee Zellweger. Hey. Renee Zellweger stars in Cold Mountain, which shouldn't be mistaken for Red Mountain, which is a type of coffee. Coffee contains caffeine. Caffeine is a drug, but is less addictive and dangerous than heroin. And if you're addicted to heroin, and were quite rightly trying to give it up, you might have to ask yourself, can I give up? Or, indeed, can I kick it? Which links us to today's Tedious Link track. It is
Tribe Called Quest.
Can I kick it by A Tribe Called Quest?
A Tribe Called Quest. Tony on the beginning.
Indeed.
Is it Tony on the beginning of it?
I haven't checked.
All right, okay. It's a great record wherever you are. Chain it up loud! A Tribe Called Quest, play at Radio 1. Great record. Oh, by the way, 08700 100 100 car park catchphrase, lines are open now. 08700 100 100 car park catchphrase coming up just after 9:30. You should know it works by now, so get on the phone and ring us. Thank you. Good choice.
Thank you very much.
Tracy Cropper, apparently.
Other people are saying Tracy Preston also.
Tracy Cropper, I'm reading. She married Roy.
No, she had
Ocean Street.
Hang on, she had.
People are saying she married him.
I didn't think they were married.
Oh, Tracy Barlow.
Yeah.
Did she marry Roy?
Yes, she did.
Did she?
Did she take his name though?
No, because it's all a. Oh, it's too long a story to explain.
So does that mean Dave's right?
Yes.
Right, fine. You're
no
right,
further questions.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very proud of yourself. I dropped a record from the last half hour and I'd like to play it, please. There is rhyme to my reasoning. Hang on, let me play a bit more of this and I'll tell you why. Ready? Do you understand now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so is that all right with you? Because I really love the next record and I want to play it.
Okay.
Fine. Jay-Z, Radio 1. I love this song, Dave. It's brilliant. Do you like it?
Oh, very much so.
I finally got the Black Album at the weekend.
Did you?
Jay-Z's album. You have no idea, have you?
No.
Right. This song is great. Let's go! Jay-Z, Change Clothes. Like that?
Yeah, used to great effect in the Colin and Edith advert too.
That's right, Dave, correct.
Additionally information, you see. Audio visual.
Thank you. It's coming to 10 past 9 at Radio 1. Car park catchphrase, give us a ring, 08700 100 100. I will play Rachel Stevens in just a few seconds. Before that, Dominic has some breaking news. Dominic?
Yeah, in the past few minutes, we've heard Harold Shipman, Britain's biggest serial killer, has been found dead in his prison cell. The former GP from Greater Manchester was convicted of murdering 15 of his patients, but an official inquiry 2 years later said that he killed at least 200 others. Obviously, we'll have more on this story at 9:30.
Fell into my trap.
Ah, they did. It was a great way to promote Colin Needham's advert, though, Dave.
Because, of course, it isn't Jay-Z on that advert.
No.
It's Pharrell Williams and Frontin.
Ah, got ya. You're fine, Rachel. Put it to the vote. I'll be right.
Chris, stop putting me in uncomfortable positions today.
Stop throwing your weight around. It's my show. My name's on the door. We either do a vote on it or we're not playing it. As simple as that, as far
right,
as I'm
do
concerned.
Do a vote, then.
Do a vote?
Yep.
Right. 8199, yes or no, we have to play Mad World, the Gary Jules record. And I've heard that enough now. I don't want to hear it today. So do we play Mad World, Gary Jules, yes or no? Just send us in, 81199. Just normal. 81199, yes or no, do we play Mad World? No, don't do the vote. They'll just say yes or no.
Okay.
And just go to the normal page. Sorry, that's our text computer. So, 81199, yes or no. Rachel, what would you say? Yes or no, do we play Mad World?
Yes.
Dave?
No.
See, there you go. Dominic, Mad World, yes or no? No. So I'm right. No from Julia. Alad, Mad World? Yes. No, say no. No. See, even Alad agrees. So, 81199... yes or no, do we play it? No, here we go. No, 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 yeah, no, 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 yes, no, 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 yes. No further questions, Your Honour.
Radio 1.
Joe. There you go. That's Gary Jules and Mad World. Likeable version. I know a lot of you people out there like Mad World, and I'm one of them. I'm sitting here and I'm going... Do you know what? Not this morning. Something uplifting would be a lot better.
That was more up-tempo, wasn't
it? And I did promise I'd play that earlier on and I forgot. Well, I didn't forget. I didn't get around to it. So you just added them boogie pimps. Somebody to love. You really like that, don't you, Rachel? Rachel loves... Do you like that record?
Boogie pimps?
Yeah.
I think it's all right, yeah.
Boogie? I'd say boogie pimps. And you say boogie.
Boogie?
All right, whatever you want.
It's got an ooh in it.
Boogie.
And
boogie.
You only get a new...
With Typhoon.
That's right.
Boogie or boogie?
Hey, free tea bags for us today then, Rachel. That's where your free tea bags come from. People start nicking them. People nick tea bags in this building. Rachel, every morning, she goes, there's no tea. I can't find any tea. People keep stealing my milk. So Boogie Pimps. I think the vocal... I like the track itself. And I'm not a fan of the vocals. And I think the vocals are very similar to All Around My Hat, which is some folk record that your mum and dad will know.
All Around My Hat.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
What?
Yes, you have.
All Around My Hat.
Yes.
I've heard of Men Without Hats.
No. All Around My Hat. Dominic, you've heard of All Around My Hat. Yes, you have.
All Around My Hat.
Yeah, man. All Around My Hat. All around my hat. And if anyone should ask me the reason why I'm wearing it, then don't look.
Are you getting enough sleep?
I've heard of it because my mum and dad like folk.
All around my hat.
Thank God you said that right. All around my hat, yeah.
Well, there you go. Every day's a school day.
I'm telling you. Anyway, I don't know why I got into that. I should shut up now. All right, 08700 100 100. Alan, do we need calls for a car park catchphrase? No, we don't. Oh, we don't need calls, then leave it. After the success of our little Michelle, the UK's number one pop idol parody, It's back again. This time yesterday, I thought I was losing weight. Standing in the shop, dying for some cake. Then I'm standing on the stage, I'm looking fairly pale. Don't look like a pop star, more like a whale. When I heard the song the very first time, when it was done, no, thought it sounded like a song that was sung by stared at me. They think that I am poxy, but at least I don't look like that tubby Dr. Foxy. People say I'm fat, they really like to bitch, but I'm having the last laugh while they're making me rich. When I heard the song the very first time, when it was done, no, thought it sounded like a song that was sung by Will Young. I'm gonna take this moment, make it last forever. Steel I span, apparently, all around my hat. And there was a version of the Fast Show, you know, when they do the guy who coughs and spits and all that. I can't remember the name. Don't text me. What? Fleming. Bob Fleming? Right, and they sing, all around my arse. Does that ring a bell now? There you go, Dominic. See? Alan, means nothing to you, does it?
No.
I mean, you've been confused since about 7 o'clock this morning, you are. 9:26. This is Radio 1. Hello, morning. I'm Chris Moyles. Joe Wiley is here at 10 o'clock today. And we'll do car park catchphrase in 10 minutes. This is Basement Jacks. I don't know what the hell you just opened, Rachel, but it stinks. What the hell is it?
The Thai curry flavour curls.
For breakfast?
It's 9:30 in the morning.
We've only got half a point.
Thai curry flavoured curls. They're only half a point. Yeah, but they stink like a dead dog's arse. Who's had a curry maybe the night before? Man. God, can you smell that?
Horrible.
That is how rank are those?
Stick them in your pocket, Rachel.
How do they taste though, Rachel? That noise again? There you go. Entertaining lots of blokes on the way to work. Anyway, that was Basement Jackson. Good luck. One. Kelly Rowland coming up in just a few seconds. We'll also play Car Park Catchphrase after news and sport with Dom and Juliet. 9:30.
Britain's won the weather this morning. Very wet, very windy everywhere. Night's now 9:34.
There you go. Rachel and Juliet are going to see the mighty Kidderminster down at Wolves tonight. Kickoff is when?
7:45.
Excited, Rachel?
I am. I was just thinking about it then.
Oh, it's going to be good. Have you got a shirt? A kidder shirt?
No, I haven't.
You haven't got
I've
one?
Got my red jumper, though, to wear.
Right.
Great. No, because I haven't got a Kidderminster shirt, because mine was quite an old one.
Kidderminster playing red?
They do in... Actually, at home they do, yeah.
Right, but away the kit is what colour?
Oh, God, I've forgotten.
You've forgotten. Grey. She's one of those big fans.
Have you got a grey jumper?
I think it's... No. Well, I'm going to be wearing lots of layers because it's going to be chilly.
Right, so you've got your red jumper
yeah.
for the Kidderminster game. What are you wearing, Jules?
I don't know.
Hey?
Mike would be good.
That's you!
Sorry, that's my
that
fault.
That was you, not me, Dominic.
I was winking at you there, just thinking I was rubbish.
Well, save your winking until after the show.
Mm. Yes, you were wearing clothes.
Yeah, we're wearing clothes. Yeah. Good. This link's going nowhere, is it?
Bail out.
9:35. So, car park catchphrase coming up. With more great, great prizes to give away. Or maybe, like, a couple of tatty CDs from the office. Right, Kelly Rowland plays next, isn't that right, Jade?
Let's get fit and get dancing.
Lovely.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
I'd just like to say, if are there any people listening from Rachel's Weight Watchers class, right? She's if she comes in tomorrow and goes, I've been really good, I haven't had any bacon sandwiches for breakfast. She's just been looking at some cupcakes for breakfast. Cakes.
But they've not got many calories in.
Yeah, but they've still got calories in them.
What's better than eating cakes with low calories? Not eating the cake. Look, pass me this box.
No.
No. Leave it. Look at this. These are M&S, right? So it's the whatever, count on us range, right? Less than 3% fat. Were you going to have one of these cakes? It's 130 calories.
It's not much. I'll go swimming later.
Yeah, but you'll soon. Don't eat it, and that's 130 calories you've saved.
If we keep going like this, I'll be really thin anyway, won't I?
Not if you keep eating cakes for breakfast. Johnny Bat.
No.
Here, have the cakes.
No.
Take the cakes. No, you can't have them. Take the cakes. No, you can't have them. Touch the cakes. No, you can't. You can't have them.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. It's Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. The quiz nobody's talking about. Right, so you should know it by now. So let's get on and welcome Roy Walker!
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy. You've got much of a round of applause still. That was for you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
No worries. Right, let's meet the contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Aston and I'm from Marden in Kent.
Hey!
Aston Marden? That's like a
car.
No. Oh, I don't know. I bet you've never heard that before, have you?
No, right. Not at all.
What do you do for a living, Aston?
I'm a delivery driver for a company called Turner's Fine Foods.
Do they do cheeses and fine food?
They do indeed.
Yeah, it's written down here, to be honest.
All right.
It wasn't a guess around. And where are you parked?
I'm parked in Costa's car park.
Oh,
it's just off the A20.
Just off the A20, yeah.
Kent. It is indeed, yeah.
No, leave him, Dave. He's nice. And what kind of car are you driving?
I'm not driving a car. I'm driving a van. It's a Mercedes Sprinter.
Ooh. All right, wind your window down. Let's see your horn.
Oh, blimey.
Is your window broken?
No.
Your horn?
My horn is not working.
You're joking!
No, it was working just a second ago.
I heard it. Well, can you say beep?
Beep.
That'll do. Right, lovely. No worries.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Just go with it. Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's James and I'm from Swansea.
Hey! You don't sound very excited to be on the competition.
But I'm really Welsh here, aren't I?
The what? What did he say?
I think he said I'm really Welsh though, aren't I?
Right, yeah, you are. What are you from Swansea, which is in Wales?
Right.
What do you do, James?
Delivery driver for a company called Excellent Jones.
Excellent Jones?
Yeah, it's a builder's merchant.
Oh, right. Is it you, Alan?
It's not. It might be Rachel's.
It would be called Rubbish Jones if it was yours, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And what car? I'll take you in a van, then. What van are you driving?
I'm driving a Ford Transit Tipper.
Mm. Nice. Yeah. All right, let's see your horn then, son. Lovely. Aston, have you got yours working yet? Hey!
Yep.
All right, then, let's play the game then, shall we?
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase. All right, best of three. Good luck to the pair of you. Beep your horn when you know the answer. All right, I can see Mr. Fish's wife with a big bag of dirty washing. It's not got clothes. I think it's sheets and stuff like that. As if she's washing her dirty linen. For some reason, she seems to be doing her washing in the street, and it's very busy. Got some people walking past and staring at her. Oh, here comes Mr. Fish. Oh, he doesn't look happy. He's telling her off. It looks like he's telling her not to wash her dirty linen. Who was that?
Don't wash your
hang
dirty
on, hang linen. On, who was it? Who was it?
It was Aston.
Aston, yes?
Don't wash your dirty linen in public.
You're right! Very good. You're a bit slow there, James.
I know, mate.
Oh, fair enough. All right, so best of three. James, you need to get this one staying with a chance. It looks though, Aston, you could steal.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, I can see some dogs lying outside Mr. Fish's house, and they look like they're sleeping. They look very peaceful. Who was that?
Aston.
Yes, Aston.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
You're a winner.
You're right. James, what? There was even no point in phoning in, was there?
There's no point at all, mate.
I'll tell you what, that's 5 minutes of your life wasted that you regret when you get to the pearly gates, isn't it?
That's right, mate.
But anyway, have a nice day.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Bye.
Ta-ra.
Were the calls bad this morning, Alex?
Yes.
Were they? Okay. Aston, well done, pal.
Thank you, Chris.
You've won an excellent prize, but we don't know what it is.
Oh.
Because we can't give away Crooklocks every day because it's cost us a fortune.
I've been practicing that all week.
Oh, what would you like to win?
Chris Moore's car park catchphrase, Crooklock.
Yeah, well, you can't because they cost a fortune. What, Rachel? You saying giving him one? Well, give him a Crooklock. Dave, what are you saying?
He can have one, yeah.
Alad?
Definitely.
All right, you can
brilliant.
Have one.
Thank you very much.
All right, no worries. Have a good day, pal.
Can I say hello to my girlfriend in Tunbridge, please?
No. Right.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
What's her name?
Her name's Vicky.
Vicky?
Yes.
How long have you been with her for?
I've been with her just over a year.
Oh, that's beautiful. Have you ever taken away her on holiday?
Yes, I have.
Good. Why don't you take her away this weekend, somewhere nice?
I will do, Chris, especially for you.
No, don't think of me, though, when you're with her. That'd be sick.
No, I won't do that. Okay, no, definitely not.
All right, see you later, mate.
Thank you, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye. So there you go, another satisfied customer. Thank you very much, everyone, and thank you to the legend that is Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. Radio 1 online.
Can't believe Rachel's still going on about these bloody cupcakes.
2 points in each one, they are.
What's wrong with you? You're obsessed. It's not even 10 o'clock in the morning. You want to eat cakes for breakfast?
I've been up since 4.
Seriously, I'm fat and even I don't eat cakes for breakfast. Lunch, maybe. But not breakfast.
You're eating curry crisps and cupcakes. Are you preggers?
What else is in this bag of low-fat food? Biscuits? Look at this.
How many points in them?
Look at these. Chocolate and orange cookies. Mm. 90 calories a cookie.
Is that good?
Well, I think that's a lot, but it's obviously not.
It's the fat content as well.
Smoky ham flavour bagel bakes.
No, I don't fancy those.
6 honey sultana and sesame cereal bars.
Rachel took some stuff out as well this morning.
That's what? In the fridge.
What is it?
What? What is it? Ah, really? Mm. Who was this addressed to, Alad?
I don't know, actually. Billy brought it in.
Was it to our show or was it to me?
I didn't probably show.
Was it to the show, was
yes,
it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah? Definitely, Rachel. Yeah. And you've taken stuff out, have you?
I've only had a packet of crisps.
But what's that thing you put in the fridge?
I put it in the fridge so it didn't go off.
Right. And what was it?
I don't know.
A big cake.
No.
Was it a big cake with your name on it?
No.
Was it a big cream, yummy, yummy, scrummy cake
that's going to go in your tummy?
I think it was chicken jalfrezi.
Do you know, if you listen very carefully, you can hear something. Listen.
Rachel.
Hello? Who's that?
It's Rachel's tummy. We don't want any cake. We're full. Please don't put any cake in us. We have to go to our weigh-in tomorrow. We wouldn't like to be fat and overweight full of cake, would we?
Actually, it's a weigh-in weekly Wednesday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. Rachel, seriously, I'll embarrass you in front of the nation for your own good. I'm only thinking of you. That's the way you've got to look at it. All right?
Thank you.
Plus, I'm going to have one of them cakes after 10 o'clock when the show finishes with Alan, Dave, Juliet and Dominic. Good morning. Right, Colin and Edith have been raving about this record for the last few weeks, so I will too. It's great. It's this. You can win tickets to see him or summer. On
Franz Ferdinand, his name is.
Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out. It's a great record. It's out this week. Please go and buy it. It's great. I'm down with the kids. And Joe Wiley's, that Spurs fan, apparently, is giving away tickets or something.
For the NME tour. That's and Franz Ferdinand playing.
Joe Wiley. Having a go at me yesterday. Cheek. So, Joe, just for you, learn the words. You know you want to.
Here we go. United.
Oh, that's right. We're still proud.
We're gonna give the boys a hand.
Yeah, give them 80 million as well. That'd help us out.
Stand up and sing for each
other. Oh, there's Jo. Look at there. She's dancing. She's dancing.
They are the greatest in the world.
She's waving.
Come on, Jo. Sing the words.
Every day, we're all gonna say we love you.
Leeds.
Leeds.
Jo Wiley. Big Spurs fan, apparently.
Every
can't name any players, though.
We love
yes, I can. Keane. And? And another Keane? No, shut up.
Marching on together.
Go on, Joe. Have a great show, love.
We're gonna see you ring.
Na, 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 na.
We are so proud.
Come on.
We shout it out loud. We love you,
Leeds. 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 There you go. Put her in a nice mood for the show. Come along, it's Tuesday Social, you little bugger. No, she never uses bad language, though. Seriously, she talks like a nun. Right, have a great day. We're back tomorrow before 7 o'clock. Enjoy, Joe. Goodbye.
You're still lost.
Joe, why? Joe, why?
See, the thing is, Joe, when I'm in charge of the equipment, I can do whatever I want.
Unpredictable.
No, you're off. Do you know, we can carry on all day.
Oh, the nation.
No, you're not on. You're not on, love. We're still on the air.
Late.
Hey, come on.
We are so proud. We shout it.
Go, Joe.
Have you finished?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, because we don't know.